CBA Mobile.
Afternoon, Dave.
4HKX, KB4CBA. And how are you doing?
I'm doing good. Let me guess, you're on your way to play tennis, correct?
Could you have ever guessed that?
Some little birdie told me, I guess. I have actually finished up a little early today, and I'm heading up the mountain.
Alrighty. Well, I was watching Loud, I think it was yesterday or a few days ago, maybe. Anyway, you could see Matco in the background behind them. Had a bunch of Matco tools and toolboxes.
Yeah, the distributors do a pretty good job of making sure that the Matco name's on there, or vice versa, on their shows.
Matco, quarter drive, ratchet, battery operated ratchet, that I bought from, I don't remember the guy's name, but he used to come to John Finger on a regular basis, and when I was there, and evidently he must have had a pretty good deal, because I bought from Snap-on and Cornwell, too.
Every mechanic's got some little bit of everybody in their toolbox anymore.
One day the Snap-on guy pulled in, and we were standing there talking, and my torque wrench had, the little locking ring had broken, and it was plastic, and I had taped it with electrical tape to keep it in place, because that's what locked the grip in place, so it didn't change settings while you were tightening. And he had his torque wrenches for like half price, and me and another mechanic snatched them up real quick.
You could get good deals like that, but nowadays it's hard to do that. And I don't know what to say on that one. I mean, come around and they give you so much for your old torque wrench and trade for a new one, and it was practically half what it was, so.
I have to trade my old one in. And then when they came out with the half-inch impact, a battery-driven impact, it was an 18-volt, and he had a sale, and that's when I bought mine. And the bearing and the and that thing went bad. And I don't know if it has a rear bearing, but this was in the front of it, and you could hear it when I would let off the trigger. It'd make a noise, and he said I was just a few weeks within my warranty, and so he just handed me a new one.
Still dead dad, that's for sure. Now we gotta send everything off, and it takes weeks. And guys aren't happy about it, neither are we.
Now, when it first went bad, he had sent it off, and they rebuilt it. And then it went bad again, and that's when he replaced it. And, I mean, it went bad real fast. was using my 3/8 impact battery driven impact to take the tires off the car. The thing had so much torque.
Amazing the power they're getting out of these silly battery tools now. If you look at some of the numbers on them, man, it's crazy.
It really is great, because, I mean, you know, you don't have to drag that hose around, that air hose around, and the charger would give a full charge in 30 minutes, and, of course, it took, I usually could use one battery for about a week, and it had a little button you could push. It had four lights, and it would tell you how much power it had left in it.
The powers are now. The problem now is the sockets won't hold up to the torque the impacts are putting out.
Yeah, I bought some. The only thing that upset me with Snap-on was I bought some, a set of tire sockets, tire lug nut sockets with the plastic on them, you know, on the outside, the plastic sleeve to protect the rim, and one of those cracked, and he wouldn't warranty it, but he said that wasn't a Snap-on tool, and I said, well, you sold it to me, so... So I bought the next set from Cornwell, and he told me he would guarantee him. He said if it cracks, he said you bring it back to me, I'll give you a new one.
Just a dealer being hard to get along with.
So he was real cocky when he first got there. He said I'll be the only tool truck here in just a few months. He said these other guys, yeah, won't be here anymore, but he was wrong about that. They just kept coming.
He ain't gonna last, but that's what manufacturers want. They want us all to be like that, but I've been in the business long enough on the other side of the ranch, I know better.
Yeah, it's just, you know how it is. I mean, you know. And, especially at a dealership, it's just unbelievable sometimes. And it, the John Finger, I mean, they were crazy. They would, one of the owners, he had 49% interest in the company, and John had 51%, but he would come out there, and like one day he just took me to the side and he says, I want you to put a water pump on this pickup truck. And the guy was standing there as a friend of his, and he was going to wait on it. And so I just dropped, it was a Chevrolet, I just took four bolts out and just let the antifreeze just run all over the floor. Just what the heck, they were just standing there. And I just did it on purpose, I mean, you know, just to make a mess all over the floor. And the thing is, there was no ticket on it. And my service manager came out there, he said, what are you doing? And I said, I'm doing what I'm told. I said, Tommy told me to... And Tommy's his boss. I said, Tommy, tell me to put a water pump on this truck, and that's what I'm doing. And boy, he got mad. He went back in there. I don't know what he said to Tommy, but he was not happy.
We're HKX for ID. Yeah, I've been put in those situations too. And, it's no fun because you're just stuck in the middle and everybody's mad at you like you did something wrong.
Thing, you know, I mean, I had to do what he had said to do because he was part owner of the dealership, and I couldn't tell him no. I couldn't tell him, hey, you got to go see Stan. So it was rather are interesting at times, but anyway, I'm glad I'm out of that mess. I tell you, I just change oil in my own cars and rotate the tires. Well, I just do mine. My wife's car's under a they have a lifetime oil change and tire rotation thing when you buy the car. And then I did my mother-in-law's. She's got a little, what's that thing, Chevy Equinox, four cylinders, a cell 11. And that one's easy to do. And so in fact, I just changed oil in it the other day.
Don't miss working in a dealership either. That atmosphere is just so toxic, it's not even funny.
It was really interesting because there's a little drama in the office because they were kin to, some of them were kin to Tommy too, who, you know, one of the owners. So, you know, they could get by with a lot of stuff. They could come in late, take long lunches, you know, just do all kinds of stuff that the other girls that worked there couldn't get by with. And so it was a rather interesting situation, to say the least.
873s. I'm getting into a spot where I'll lose you here shortly. This is KO4 HKX, and I'll be clear on your final.
Well, you have a good day, and I'm almost to the sports club. So anyway, 73 is there, and enjoy the rest of your day. KP, I forgot to call. Anyway, KP4CBA, clear.